Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'll say that the European Ghostbusters have already gone on, they're on their way back. Based on your guys' advice, they're going to change the name from European Ghostbusters to Ghostbusters International. That's more fitting. That you guys had that, you experienced the PKE surge, that surge through.
Yeah, wave.
Other than that, I think you guys are pretty much up to speed. Was there any questions about what we had or didn't have? Oh, the net.
Yes, the net. Did it come
the
in?
The net, yeah. You're going to have to, because you got the brains.
Yes, I have to work on it.
Yeah. He's got, don't worry, Jesse. He's got the brains.
He got the brains. You figured out a way to build the net extension onto the slime floor.
Okay, good. All right, ready?
Yeah. 22? Yeah, you get it.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, it's very simple. You just sort of screw it on top of the end so that it's kind of like a shower head, just clicks into different things. So like when you wanna shoot a net, you just, why not?
Well, we usually have at least two.
I would say two.
Yeah, so let's get another one, very least.
Anything beyond that is
23.
Yeah, that's more than the last one. So yeah, okay, so you got two. You got two. I'm assuming the net is going to work the same way as a slime tether. You just roll for it, like whatever. We'll say that happened the next day after the Ghostbusters International, they've left you guys. You guys still remember that this PKE thing happened, so you're expecting, like, a flood of calls.
I'm a little turned on by it.
You guys are expecting, like, a flood of calls to come in the next day, like, because that's not a very good sign, but it's kind of more quiet than usual in a weird way, and it's a little strange because business was picking up. But, you do get a frantic phone call from, let me see, what's the name?
Is there any news stories? Like,
news stories?
That we hear about, like, people reporting a weird wave of energy or anything?
No, this is, because I'm assuming that happened really late last night, and this is still fairly early in the morning, like, after you guys woke up, so you're kind of preparing for, like, a busy day, but no one in the news is really talking about it, and there haven't been a lot of phone calls like you would be expecting.
People may be too afraid or something.
Or maybe they just go, well, that was weird.
Yeah. Because then again, it was very slight. It didn't, like, rock the building, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you guys felt it like it's like the hair raises up on you, like almost like static electricity. Nothing physically was moved.
But only because we've dealt with ghosts, we knew what it was.
Even kind of then, only then because you knew what it was, but also because it was all of you and all of the European Ghostbusters all in the same room. So you had like 10 people in the same room who are all like, did everyone just feel that? And then when you go check your instruments, you see what it was.
Okay.
So if you were by yourself in your car, you may not.
So no static clings in our hair charges. Like
nothing like that. No. But it was a definite presence.
So Mike's not going to explode with his long hair.
No.
Good.
But it was a definite presence, and you knew exactly what it was. That it was a PKE surge, circular, like expanding from a point, but you have no idea, like what you can't pinpoint where it came from.
All right, that's unfortunate.
Yeah. So like I was saying, you have been getting a lot of phone calls. Like it's been very quiet, but you do finally get a phone call from a young man who says that his little sister, he thinks his little sister is possessed, and his parents are very scared. They don't know what to do. And they live in, like, the Little Vietnam area, which is right close to where your guys' the firehouse is. So, you know, this is really close by. But he says his little sister, him and his family think his little sister is possessed. This kid who calls you, he's only, like, 15, 16.
Is he vomiting? Is she vomiting?
She's not vomiting, but he says that she's acting very possessed. And
walking down, like, spider reverse way down the stairs?
She's moving in weird ways, yeah. But he's more about getting you guys there in a hurry because you can hear, like, yelling and crying, like in the background.
Who else has he called? Can you tell us?
He said, well, I mean, he'd prefer you get there really quick, but if you want to know, he'll tell you that they've talked to different priests and other holy men of different kinds. Things have gotten worse and worse over like the past.
This is a matter of science, not religion.
He says that this would be, well, they don't know. It's like so they
in this case they're pretty close.
Yeah. he says that she felt sick and then she's been getting worse and worse, and now it's clear to him at least and to his family that she's possessed by something. It's not her anymore. It's no longer his little sister. And they're out of options, but things got really bad since last night. So yeah, he explains that his parent, you know, he's there with his parents. He's calling while they're trying to deal with her, and they're all very scared, but he says, like, yeah, he's like 15, 16, she's like 7 years old.
Okay.
So,
Let's go.
He begs you guys to get there as fast as you can. But you know, it's not far. It's like literally like two blocks away. So go ahead and pick your cards. What do you guys want to bring?
Who's taking the new contraption?
I'll take one.
I'll take slime blower.
Alright, okay, so Mike, Cool, and I will take packs. I'll take PKE also. Hey! You guys, what? Hey!
Hey, beach kit.
Oh god, I forgot. Okay.
You did what?
Okay, there. I got my gear.
I couldn't even speak!
The one time you guys aren't gonna bring the beach kit is good, where it's where you're gonna need that miscellaneous item that's in there.
So we're all, I need to see us on the way.
Quick, suntan lotion!
And we have to turn around because we left the beach kit.
can we bring Coronas in to the possessed ghost? Maybe the possessed ghost wants
want,
to
really
I mean,
really
they're in the beach
now,
kit, so. But I don't want to feed a 7-year-old girl alcohol.
Yeah.
Well, what if the ghost demands it?
You better do what it
we
says.
We do not care.
Beer.
No, we don't negotiate with ghosts.
No, yeah.
The United States does not negotiate with ghosts.
All right, so I'm assuming you guys, as long as there's anything else that you guys want to clear up, you guys can head out.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, so you fly out there, you pull up. It's in like a small apartment, like above. It's in the little Vietnam area. It's like in a really small apartment above like a restaurant and stuff. Very stereotypical, but you know it's nice. The father's outside. The family's Vietnamese. He doesn't seem like he can speak that much English, but he's just like, he knows the deal, like that you guys are coming in.
He looks serious.
He's serious, and he's very scared.
Is he serious?
He's very worried. So he's like, come in. So he brings you upstairs, and you can hear this like screaming, like an angry, like a struggled screaming. It doesn't sound like a little girl.
Like a banshee from Mass Effect, so he should be scared.
Yeah, you know, it is very, it's otherworldly. So he brings you like up these little narrow stairs into this like little apartment. They don't have a lot of money. Everything's very cluttered in there. You walk in, you walk past what you'd assume is the mother, the wife of this guy, and what even appears to be like a grandmother, and the son who's like 15. He comes up, he introduces himself. He's just like, "Hey, you guys can call me Johnny." And he's like, "Look, my mom's in there with her right now, and." Like he said, he's gonna recap. Basically, it was like started a week ago. She got sick. The sicker she got, the more she kind of like passed out and was unresponsive and unconscious. And when she finally did start to wake up again, she just wasn't herself. And it got worse and worse and worse. And the more people they tried to bring in to help, the less it seemed to help. Until finally, like last night, she just started getting crazy and things around the room started flying. We started hearing other voices, and it's been very scary. And we didn't know who else to call because we literally called everybody we could think of.
Has she said anything? Specific? Anything that you could understand that you could relay? Any names? Any people?
No, it's been very like very nonsensical. Like it's almost like in tongues. I don't know what she's saying. We tried talking to her, but it's clear that it's just not it's not my sister, and it's been very unresponsive to us. Whatever's going on.
So nothing Vietnamese that I speak. Take it.
No, I mean we all speak it, but it's been. Not really in English. It's not been in anything really. We can't recognize what's going on.
Okay, I think we need to see the girl.
Okay,
just so you know, the way this is playing out in my head is before it's just kicking the door down with the slime net and just going just like hitting her to the wall and walking up and just putting the hat on her.
This is because she's been sick for a while. We had a doctor unofficially give us like a syringe and everything because she's been hurting herself. So we've been trying to keep her safely sedated, but it's, you know.
What was she suffering?
Well, all
from?
Ghostbusters carry a certain amount of.
Yes!
Sedatives.
How many cc's of
Thorazine?
Thorazine, yeah.
Well, she's gonna take a little nap now.
What was she, like, suffering from? Like,
cuts would show up on her body.
But, like, sick. Was it just stomach, or was it, like, a flu? Or
Well,
virus?
We just thought she just had, like, the flu at first, but it just. We don't know. It's, she just got sicker and sicker, like. Weaker and weaker, really.
And this was like a few days, weeks?
This is like almost a week ago. Mm-hmm. And and we don't know. So at one point she just stayed asleep for a while. We thought she was beating this cold, but it may not have been a cold at all because now she woke up, we haven't seen her since.
I assume she's flush, very cold to the touch?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's go see this. See this.
So the sound kind of dies down as you walk in. The mom is in there. She just gave like... just administered an injection. She expects that you guys were coming in, so she just sort of like nods and sort of just gets out of your guys' way, so you guys are in there. And,
is the son the only one that seems to be able to understand English very well?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Other than the little girl, I'm sure.
Yeah. Say what?
Is he with us too?
He's there in the doorway with his mom,
okay.
And they're just sort of watching you, but then, you know, they're giving you plenty of space to check it out.
I'd like to ask him if the parent, if out of anybody seems to have a stronger connection with her when she's in this state.
she's been reacting violently to anyone of the family or whatever, but he says, but I've been really close to her, and, you know, I've been the one trying to kind of negotiating, not negotiating, but talking with all of the people who've come in to help, so I've been in the room a lot. Like, you know, the only people who've been in there more has been my mom.
So it might get pretty intense in here, and we're going to do some stuff, and we're not going to hurt your sister, but, like, it'd probably be a good idea if he stayed in here.
Okay, he's like whatever you guys need. So he just is sort of standing by the door and is waiting. And the mom is like behind him. And everyone, it's the mom, dad, and
Paul.
It's like they're kind of, I mean, they're all watching nervously and very worried, obviously. So
what's the girl look like?
She's like 7 years old. She's in like pajamas, and right now she's asleep, but she's like very heavily breathing. Mm-hmm. And she does have like bruises on her, which lead you to believe that because she was held down from hurting the people. A sweat, you know, like just very like this. Her physical body is drained, basically, like very pale. No question in your guys' mind, this is a possession. Like, this isn't someone who's just sick. Like, this is a real deal.
Okay, so I guess we'll try speaking to her.
Okay, she's
what's
she's
her name?
Han.
So I say, Han, can you hear us right now?
She's unresponsive right now, but she's like, again, she's unconscious, but she's like breathing very heavily, like panting almost, and the family, like, you know, is just sort of sitting there watching, and the mom says something to Johnny, and Johnny says to you guys, like, yeah, she just gave her a shot, but it doesn't last very long.
I want to PKE just to find out to see what we're potentially dealing with.
All right, yeah, go ahead.
14.
14? You're looking at a strong class 6.
So say, yeah, just be ready.
Scalpel, I'm going in.
And I'm going to very softly, slowly set up everything in the room for the oral video analyzer, and I'm going to put the little helmet on her head, tighten the straps ever so slightly.
I would basically describe that as like a small computer that's probably like on wheels, like you can wheel it in.
Yeah,
like this tall, almost like a food cart with a laptop on top. When you turn it on, the screen comes on and it starts making like adjustments, like it's calibrates and it sees like, you know, human head, and then it starts scanning everything. Pretty quickly, this thing morphs into many different shapes. Like, it's not, I would venture to say demonic faces moving in and out, like fluctuating or whatever.
More than one?
Not so much that it's more than one, so much as that it's a very active presence and it's not a one particular type. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's almost like shape-shifting, depending on what's going on. Plus, the body is unconscious right now.
Okay. The brother's in the room. Is the door open?
Yeah, the door's open. Down the hall,
I'm gonna close that door.
Okay, yeah.
Just because I don't want the parents seeing that.
Yeah, the mother and father look very worried, but they let you close it.
Yeah. But, I mean, the brother, he's gonna be okay. But, like, he sees what we see already.
Yeah, he kind of knows the score. So,
okay, so.
Yeah.
It's not good.
Yeah, it's hard for it to really focus. You would assume that this is because she's unconscious, because, you know,
dream state. And all
that but this is a definite. I mean, again, even before you PK'd it, you knew there was a presence. You know, it's a strong presence, and now you're getting the sense of that.
Any
it is
tigers
one.
In there?
No, there's no tigers. There's no tigers inside this little girl.
Damn.
So I'm going to just use the slime net on the girl as she's laying down.
You just want just
kind of. Just attach her to the bed. I mean, it's not going to hurt her, I'm assuming.
It wouldn't hurt her, no.
Okay.
I mean, you would, you know.
Do I have to roll to see if I take her? This is the first time we've ever fired one of these.
Roll to make sure you just don't hurt her.
I'll roll a ghost die.
Because you're standing right above it, yeah.
Tethers never worked the
then
way...
you're fine, yeah.
Tethers never worked the way that... I mean, if the net works like a tether, it doesn't work like the slime. I mean, tethering something never removed a possession.
No, but covering it in slime did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's why I'm curious
I'll put it this way. If you cover someone in slime, that is a way to get rid of a possession. But slime tethering somebody, it won't necessarily get rid of a possession because it's not as a concentrated dose. You know what I'm
saying?
But
the net is the same way that works, right?
The net and covering someone is all from the same slime. It's not a different slime.
But there's more to the net than there is just the simple tether.
They can break out of the net. They can't break out of being slime.
It's the difference between throwing a bucket of water on somebody and shooting a squirt gun at them.
Yeah.
You know, it's like...
It's probably going to agitate the ghost. Or the entity, whatever it is.
Just want to see if we can wake it up.
Yeah.
And okay. Safely.
Yeah, if you want to just slime tether a net down there, you know, you got it. She's, you know, pretty helpless, you know. She does start making sounds. Again, you don't think this is necessarily because of the slime, but because the mom, or the brother rather, did say that Whenever they do knock her out, it doesn't last very long, and they just they're just doing it as much as they can with, while keeping her safe.
It's like can he see if he can try talking to her, try seeing if he can.
If you ask him to do that, he'll start talking to her. Yeah. So he'll start talking to her, just asking, you know, if she can hear anything or if she can see him, and he even tries it in Vietnamese, and she's, you know, like listening, and she's kind of rousing out of it. She's waking up basically, but then she eventually just snaps open and she's awake and she's sitting there, and she's not looking at the brother, but she's looking at everyone else in the room, and it's just very quiet, just sort of taking it in. She can't wave. She's
yeah. I'll put down the ecto goggles. See what I can see.
Yeah, when you put the goggles down, you can see a strong aura like all throughout this little girl. Like you don't get to see a definite shape like the analyzer does, but you can definitely tell that this is in her. It's not in the room. It's not in her bed. It's not in anything like that. It is coming from her body.
Okay. I'm just going to stand with a proton pack at the ready.
Yeah.
Be careful.
Yeah, I'm not going to shoot the little girl.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to... Is the bed, like, against a wall, or is it kind of...
The headboard's against the wall.
But, like, we can go on either side
of
it. Okay, I'm going to walk to the opposite side if you want to be opposite of the bed, so we can cross if we need to.
Yeah.
Right now she's awake. She's not doing anything hostile, but she is fully awake.
Yeah, but they don't have a lot of money. I didn't want to like.
Ice the brother is she normally this calm?
He says no.
Okay, so
he says usually she wakes up. She just starts yelling and trying to fight us.
I'll just say, can you understand me?
It just looks at you, and in a voice that's not of this world and is very dark. It just like it's just very like.
Okay, what is your name?
It says I don't have a name.
Well, my name is Josh.
Are you alone in there?
I'm never truly alone.
So what are you?
It's blank, like a blank face. It's very studied. So you ask, what is it?
Yeah.
It says,
a messenger of whom?
Of the one that will destroy you.
Okay. Well, we kindly ask that you vacate the little girl, and that we
return
have...
to the alternate plane or nearest parallel dimension that you came from.
But we also have a nice summer home that we're willing to bring you to if you would like to join the sexton, the pirate, and our lovely dog.
It's actually a timeshare.
Yes. It's sunny Boca Raton, Florida. So would you be interested?
Listen, I'm not leaving.
When
keep going, Briggs. I think you've almost convinced him.
What did you do with your host?
Where's Han?
This is the one that inhabited this body is not here. You can't comprehend where she is.
That's fine.
Try me, dick cheese.
if you say try me, he starts speaking in tongues.
Can I make an occult roll to try to
make
an
occult roll real quick?
Okay. 16.
16? Mm. No, but everyone is going to have to give me a occult roll.
Damn it.
A nine?
Cool.
11.
John? 10.
11 and a ghost.
11 and a ghost?
2.
Just 2?
The hell.
I'll say, Adam, in the pit of your gut, you feel sick from hearing what he's saying. It's like, what is being said, even though you don't understand? You're just like, it sounds...
Like dread?
Yeah, like a deep sense of dread from what is being said.
Well, lucky me, I have 6 stunnies. Made of iron.
I'll say, Mike, you got 11 in a ghost?
Yeah.
You start feeling a similar sense of dread, but you're able to fight it. You're just sort of like, you kind of know what's going on. You're just like, oh, it's trying to freak me out.
Yeah.
So you're able to fight it, but it does shake you up. But Adam, full on, is just like, you are very scared. It's not going to hinder what you can do, but you very much get a sense of, we just fuck with the wrong thing. It's like you just asked him the wrong question. Because you ask it, where, was basically what you asked, and then it just says this thing. The statement only lasts like 2 sentences. And it's done.
Okay, I'm going to bluff and say, look.
We've been to Leesburg, Florida. We know what terror is.
I'll say, look. I've met some pretty unsavory characters in my day, and it's real impressive. Like, you know, I'm sure where you come from. You know, it's real scary.
You're a big deal.
Yeah, it's probably a big deal, and I'm just going to be kind to you and say that you should probably return the girl now, and we won't hop through your dimension and take out you and your boss in no time flat. 24.
24?
Mm-hmm.
It laughs. It laughs an evil laugh, not in a way of like, oh, you're a puny human, but laughs in a way of like, it just knows more than you. Because you use the phrases of go to your dimension and get your boss, he's just like...
It's like, well, what do you hope to accomplish by inhabiting a 7-year-old girl's body? Surely you'd do better with somebody more capable. This girl can't hurt anybody but herself.
Yeah, like LaForge over here. Why don't you possess LaForge?
Why don't you go possess somebody else?
Dude.
Like, if you're so tough, why did you pick the body of a 7-year-old girl? It's pathetic.
Yeah.
He says, I am not in your realm by choice, but now that I am here, this is the best vessel for me to do what I want.
Who is the message for?
Maybe dude, we can let's help. Get yeah, him on the phone for. With the mayor.
Oh, well, you don't think this shit's from Orlando? I hope it is.
If you ask who the message is for, because the net, like the slime net, is down. Through one of the squares of the net, you know, her hand points to Johnny, in like who's in the corner, and this demon inside just says, "It's for them."
Oh.
Huh.
Well, dude, you've had a week.
Man, you're bad. You're bad.
What is keeping you from delivering this message?
My message to this family is simply fear.
I think you've delivered that message. So you can go home now.
Yeah.
He just shakes his head.
All right. Well, I'm gonna attempt to take off the oral analyzer very carefully so I don't get bitten.
Okay.
Like, okay, we don't need to see what you look like anymore because, frankly, the sight of you makes me want to puke.
Okay. So if you can take that off, it's not. Okay. It doesn't struggle or anything.
No, I'm just gonna slime her.
I was gonna say.
All right. So I just hose her.
Yeah. Yeah,
you cocky level.
Yeah, just cover her. You just cover her.
Oh,
oh
my god,
guys!
It's not a tiger. You've seen the spectral analyzer. This is not a tiger.
This is how much it loves the slime. It's like, oh yeah, that feels great.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, the entire room shakes, and like all of her stuffed animals fall over. The like shelf is like starting to fall over, and everything like that. And it is going to projectile vomit slime onto everybody. If you want to give me a dodge, give me a dodge.
I'm just gonna cover my face with my hands.
Well, I'm wearing
the gloves.
Yeah, so any impact that you get is gonna be halved anyway.
And if I strangle this girl, it'll work better.
So good.
I got
interesting
gloves.
Way of thinking about it. All right, if anyone wants to give me a dodge, give me a dodge.
23, 28.
You see it coming. It starts on the other side of the room. And then it's slime.
I imagine she's like a sprinkler.
Yeah. So you see it coming. You're smart enough to just and you dive under the bed as fast as you can. So you miss the tree.
What even does that food she ate? Like what?
No, it's slime. It's not vomit. It's
oh,
slime.
Weird.
It's pure ectoplasm.
Oh god.
All over.
Guys.
So now everyone's
feel funky.
Yeah. Well, not you. You missed it. Everyone else is cool is at half.
Mine's at a quarter.
Yeah. No, yours at a quarter because you got the suit on. But
mine's at 0.5.
Yeah. You guys are temporary.
You throw all half of dice.
So Poole climbs up from under the bed, everybody's covered in slime. It's like, oh, okay. It's just like, oh, I'm doing good, alright.
He doesn't see that coming?
Yeah. Poole wasn't slimed. You don't have a walkie-talkie. I gave you my walkie-talkie, I go give this to the family. We should probably get her brother out of here. Yeah. Actually, give it to him.
Yeah, give this to Johnny.
Okay. And tell him to stay with. Tell him to get out of the house. Stay with his parents. We'll give him further instructions.
Just out of the house entirely.
Out of the house.
Go to Bakery. Yeah.
He's like
we're not gonna hurt her, but we don't want you to be hurt if she does something.
He's got slime on him. He's just like very scared, but he trusts you guys. So he's like, okay, and he just grabs the mic or walkie-talkie, and he goes and he grabs. He tells his family, and you hear like a bit of banter argument, but they leave.
Okay, good.
Just leave it as. I think you just need to keep sliming until you force whatever's in there out.
I guess we'll just slime her again.
So, okay. Do you want to just give her a coat of slime?
Coat this girl of slime.
Okay. Alright, yeah, you get her. You slimed it. You feel the room shaking again. And everyone feels like what feels like another shockwave, like another side energy, like a PK energy pulse. It rips through everyone. And you see, like, you feel the room getting dark around you. Like, the walls start to get really dark, almost like everyone's turning off the lights or whatever. You can still see each other, and you still see this bed and everything, but now it just looks like you're in an empty void now.
Okay. I still have my goggles on. Yes. Do I see anything with the night vision, or...?
You don't see anything, though.
I just see us and the bed.
Yeah, you see you and the bed. And it's very cold, and it seems fairly endless.
I'm gonna take my trap and just slide it under the bed.
She's still in place, though.
A few of them snap, but it holds. So okay. You can tell it's not going to last me too much longer.
Okay. I'm going to just straight regular slimer then.
Okay, good.
It's 4, 10, 12, 17.
It was basically just make sure you didn't get a ghost on.
Yeah.
Hey, Taylor.
Who else has a walkie-talkie?
I do.
Can we contact the family, see if they can hear us?
Hey, guys.
You hear John?
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys okay?
Stand by.
But you got any ideas on what to do? I mean, should we just try talking to this thing again? Just try talking it out of the body?
Seduce it. We're saying nothing's into it, too.
I think that the slime's doing stuff.
It is angry.
It's just getting angry. Get out of this little girl, or I'll slime you a second time.
All right, I'm just gonna slime it.
Right, go for it.
Poor girl is like, ah! Like when she wakes up, she's like tethered down and just like...
11? Yeah, you go. Okay, now the slime net is gone. And it sits up.
But it didn't tap her in the face with a proton.
That little girl has some crazy moves.
Not a little girl. I'll say, she sits up. And she looks over at Adam. And then she's like studying you. And you sense something behind you.
If it's a spectral tiger, I wish to punch it.
You turn around and you see a hideous, large, dire tiger. Like, it's... But it's scary.
That's fine. I relish the chance for it to fight me. To fight.
It's not pouncing at you. It's looking like it wants to attack you, but it's not making a move.
Okay, good. Well, we're going to engage in fisticuffs, and claw at fisticuffs.
Are you
going to
jump on it?
Yeah.
All right, give me a move to roll what you're
going to
do.
All right. I'm going to jump on its back and try to strangle it to death.
All right, go ahead.
Re-death. 16. Sorry.
All right. You go to jump on it, and when you're about to grab it, you fall right through it, and you land back in the room. But when you're in the bedroom, you can see that everybody is still there. But you guys see him disappear. As he grabs a tiger. So he's disappeared as far as you guys can see.
Are we acting normal? We just don't act like we see him anymore?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like if we're looking around in the void, does he see us like...
Yeah, he sees you guys looking around, yeah. If you try to even move, even touch them, your hand goes through them.
Is the girl's body still there?
Yeah.
I'm going to look under the bed. Is the trap there?
Yeah. Let's move on to Pokemon.
Oh, man, I'm glad I did that.
So, all right, so now you see him.
I'm really glad I did that.
You guys just saw him disappear, and you don't really know what happened, but I'll say it's Pool's turn now.
Alright, so the tiger, after he jumps through it, how does it respond? Is it like looking?
It's gone. It disappears.
The tiger disappears?
It's like matter, antimatter.
Yeah, just he goes attack.
There's no explosion.
Just in a puff of smoke, it's gone.
Alright, I'm gonna do a PKE scan and see if there's anything concentrated on the girl or if it's kind of all around us at this point.
Alright, you can do this. Just give me a break. Right.
While he's doing that, can I shout, go, hey, can you guys hear me?
They don't hear you. Nine? Yeah, I mean, you're sensing something all around you.
Is she responsive at all?
She's responsive, but that her turn was this this image that she created of this tiger or whatever. So that was.
I thought it was close to my right thing.
I mean, this is. I'm assuming you're all doing this in a combat turn, like quickly,
right, yeah.
Like whatever.
I guess that's all I did then. Is that
okay? If you guys want to break like a combat turn or like make a strategy or whatever, let me know. But otherwise,
I'm gonna net her to the bed again.
All right, go ahead.
That's a good idea.
17. That is 23.
Yeah, you get her right back down onto you, and it starts, it's being very loud.
And I yell, Briggs!
Yeah. And he hears you, but if he says anything.
What?
Yeah, you guys don't hear anything.
Ah.
I remember.
I can feel it.
All right.
So where did you send our friend?
It's not answering your questions anymore. It's because it's very angry. It starts speaking in tongues again. All of you do get like that, like the sick, the dread feeling again. Mm. It's like, and now it's just gonna keep. It's not gonna stop talking, so it's like reciting stuff.
So shut up!
It doesn't shut up. It's just gonna keep talking. For all you know, it's cursing you like in another language. But the sound of the language itself is very unsettling to hear. You have a suspicion of what this demon like is and like what it does or whatever. You're starting to suspect that this is the type of demon that has been, in other books like Tobin Spirit Guide and stuff, has been classified as Death's Messenger. And if this does fall under those parameters, you would know, because it said something about spreading fear or whatever, the more fearful the people around it gets, the more power it gets. So that's like your idea where you're like, wait a minute.
It's like, hey guys, don't worry. You know, everything's, it's like, I know who this is. It's fine.
I'm just gonna throw this out there.
I don't know for sure.
Not to get
what I'm saying.
No, this is
just
no. Yeah, this is yeah.
Not to get on Team Briggs, but you guys just want to slime us all down.
we could just slime us all down.
Hey, look, Briggs has
good
ideas.
You guys are all covered in slime anyway.
Well, that's the they got negative. Like they've got regular ectoplasmic.
Right.
Yeah,
I know.
I've got. Well, I'm wearing a suit.
Yeah.
So I can slime you guys, and I don't know, but. Will we be still full capacity? Or will it be shitty cool?
You can still do anything you want to do, but your cool just kind of bleh, you know.
Okay.
Your cool's already pretty shitty. It's not going to get worse.
I'm going to slime everybody.
I'm
wearing the suit, so I'm not worried about me unless it comes down.
All right, go ahead. So, yeah, it's like, that's a free action because you're just trying to hit everybody.
If anybody doesn't want to get slimed?
Mm-hmm. I just want to remind you that you are here standing there, so if he starts spraying slime, if you want to get hit with that slime, you're going to have to... jump in.
Oh, so the slime would be real then that I'm spraying.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean,
it goes
course,
through us.
Just in case that tiger comes back, I wish to be slime so I can punch it.
Okay. Well, if you're gonna start spraying slime, you just go and you can easily kill everybody. If you want to make sure that you jump and get slimed on, because
like
he doesn't
he
know.
Goes by, he's what's it hitting? It just like starts hitting something.
Well, there's something there. If you do want to jump in, just give me a standard move.
Oh, that's gonna be really funny when Josh decks you.
What did you get?
Well, I can't touch him.
Well, that's good. Yeah, 19. Yeah. You're able.
Well, you've got slime.
With Josh's brain,
he's not a ghost.
You can see a good moment because you know you can see a good moment to jump in. So you jump in to get slimed, and from your guys' perspective, you just slimed an invisible man, and it's like because it's literally out of nowhere. But you have a strong suspicion that it would be Adam anyway.
Okay.
You know, like you're like it's startling.
But it's startling. But then I'm also again reassured, so I'm not afraid for Adam. I know he's still around somewhere.
Yeah, you can see him. So like this,
it just looks like a slime colored thing in blackness.
Yeah, like it's like a slime covered torso in blackness.
And
it's
waving. It's like, see guys, don't worry.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. I like it.
All right, so you guys are feeling pretty groovy. This little girl, like her body, just sort of like because it's so. Coated in slime.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous.
It's not getting any more power from us because we're not afraid.
It's like you can't even really see her anymore. It's like
she's just like drowning in slime.
Yeah, and it's very angry. And it's like slime's flying off its arms. It's not arms because it's tied down, but it's like it's flinging. You know, it's like it's flying off.
You're only making it worse on yourself.
After you slime it this last time, there's a small psychokinetic. Explosion just like that comes out, and when you look up, you see this demon like standing on this bed over this girl who's now unconscious. And it has like that similar demon phase, it's very translucent, I believe is the word I'm looking for here. It stands like 7 feet tall, and it's you know got that angular face, it's fairly built, and it has like goat hoof. You know, it's typically
how built are we talking?
It's like Van Damme built, not Arnold Schwarzenegger built.
Okay.
I want to take my turn. Delayed a bunch.
All right, yeah, what do you want to do?
I'm a bows on guarded.
Go for it.
I'm spending 5 brownie points.
You're just
going to sink
my face.
I need everybody to give me a cool roll. Because it's about to terrorize you. Lake isn't terrorized. You're able to fight it off. It's, I mean, don't get me wrong. It is scary, but it's not enough to make you shut down. You know, it's like you're just like, this is scarier than usual. For pool's sake, because I mean this is pretty high. We'll say that you're terrorized for like one turn. So the next time it comes around, you should be back. Well, because you have the suit on, I'll say that you're not terrorized.
Okay.
And Wall, what did you get?
7.
7
on the dot.
I'll say that you're terrorized for the next turn. Adam already knows the score.
Yeah.
All right. So the next
cannot roll higher than 5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Net it.
I'm gonna net it.
Gonna net it. All right. Yep. Go ahead.
Plus 5. 20.
20?
Plus a ghost die.
Okay. So let's say you net him, and as you're hitting him, he just is able to like slice through it. Just like as the net comes around him, he just rips his arm with a burst. He just falls off.
And I go,
Yeah. It doesn't help your case.
Cool doesn't have a boson dart ready.
It doesn't have one ready anyway, yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm terrified anyway.
He's terrified.
So then immediately, like, he nets him as he's breaking out.
You can do one if you want.
Oh, well, as he's breaking out of it, I want to run up and slug him as hard as I can.
Go for it, yeah.
He's humanoid in shape.
Now,
I'm wondering if I can just stagger him.
Now, so, yeah,
everybody will snap out of it.
So if your goal is to stagger or to actually, like, do something?
I'm going to run up and I'm going to try to hit him in the jaw so hard. Mm-hmm.
That he might send a message back to his master.
To give everybody confidence to not be scared anymore.
It's like, don't be scared.
And well, I mean, my goal is to knock him out. Like that's the kind
if
of
your goal is to knock him out and inspire these guys to if you want to break their terrorized thing, I can allow that if you roll good enough. So.
I'm gonna
punch him so hard his master's.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Dude, how many? Oh my god, Josh.
Spend 5.
Oh, do you spend 5? 5 red points plus your brawl?
Dude, I'm punching a demon from hell.
I'm not questioning.
Josh is doing what every man in this world has wanted to do, punch a demon from hell.
36. I'm saying this, it wants to terrorize us, I'm gonna terrorize it a little bit.
You punch this demon so hard. A tooth flies out. A tooth flies out, and when you guys who are terrorized see that, you just go, holy shit! And so you're no longer terrorized. You're like, that and the slime, you're not terrorized. So, Wall,
cool.
You're good to go.
Hold on. Real quick, I'm going to use bluff
uh-huh.
as like a quick action.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to say, there's a lot more where that
came
from. What'd you get?
It's 23, 28, 31.
31. Did you spend brownie points?
No.
That's just your luck. 31.
Demon got his shit wrecked.
It just looks up and it's just.
Who saved you?
It's starting to suspect that
and
maybe
I say,
you're not men.
I say America.
Alright, it's balls go.
Reaction. I want to collect that tooth.
I can't wait.
If you want to grab that tooth, you saw it land by like the bits.
I want to put it in my pocket so I can give it to somebody later. It's not a memento.
Cool. I'm going to spend 2 brownie points.
We actually knocked out of the mouth of a real demon. There you go. Happy birthday, Timmy.
Just in an envelope.
We'll give it to the
7-year-old.
Here, remember that time you were possessed and it was terrifying? Remember that. Alright, so Walt.
So I'm going to spend 2 brownie points and I'm going to roast this fucker.
With a boson or just regular?
I use regular proton stream.
Proton
stream?
Okay. After that punch, and after that hit with a regular, you know, proton stream, this thing is looking like it's not exactly scared, it's confused. It's just like, where did it go wrong? It's like what this thing is looking like.
I thought I had
like,
such control over this situation.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you lost?
Yeah. It's just looking, I mean, there's slime everywhere, you know, and it's missing a tooth now. It's got like it's bruised side of its face.
You look like
you're
a hockey
standing
player.
In front of it, and you're all slime too. It's just, this is the most ridiculous thing, and you shot it, so now it's like, let's say it's fallen off the bed at this point.
While he's laying there with a bruised face, I say, give us the girl back.
21.
21 on a ghost die? Okay, you hit him. and he's fallen off the bed, so he's kind of like staggered like against like the corner of this room or whatever, which you can see, and it sees the room. But you guys just sort of see it like, you know, prepared for whatever. You shoot it, and you hit it with a boson dart, and it just hits the corner and just kind of shot with it or whatever. And it's kind of done. So as far as you guys can see, just this thing just gets slammed out of nowhere by a boson dart. The world kind of fades back in, and you can see that you're back in this room. So you're able to see some of the slime is everywhere, you know, and everything like that. This thing is in the corner, and it's kind of down, and it's like kind of staggered breathing or whatever. And it's still a terrifying looking demon, but this thing's been beat, as far as you can see. Its image would be terrifying, but you're not scared.
It tries to terrorize, it's like, boom.
Fear me. Fool's turn.
Do we want to say anything to this guy before?
Before you start roasting him?
Yeah. Last chance, who sent you?
It's like, who sent him? You're asking him who sent him?
Yes.
He's looking at you guys, and he says a name in that tongue.
Cthulhu.
No, it's not Cthulhu.
Damn.
Does it sound familiar?
No.
Okay.
He says the name, and it's very, I can't. If I knew what it was, I wouldn't be able to pronounce it. But it is like
the mere mention of it would make us crap our pants.
Yeah, it doesn't make you crap your pants, but like you hear the name, and you're just kind of like, all right, I'm gonna try to remember how that sounds.
Okay, yeah, I was gonna say, is it short enough for us to be like?
It's a single name. Okay. It's not like a sentence. You know, it's he just says a name, but you don't know if this is a name of something or if he's saying screw you or whatever. But it's short enough to sound like a name. Either way, you're going to try to remember how it sounds, but there's no way you could actually say it.
Then I say, thank you, your master will be along shortly. And so...
That's 10 of
ghost.
Ten of ghost? I'll deal with the ghost guy later. You hit him with a proton stream, and you got a capture stream on him.
I don't have a proton pack, so I'm going to go like check the girl and make sure she has a pulse.
Yeah. If you go over, she's freaking coated in slime, but she seems to...
You have to like...
She's
sloshing. Okay.
Yeah, she seems to be
breathing okay.
We've got him in a corner, and that trap is under the bed. Do you have a trap?
I have a trap.
And a proton pack.
Yeah, you got the trap under the bed.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Well, he's got another one.
I'm going to throw out my trap, and watch a stream on this guy.
You got a capture stream.
Yeah, I got a capture stream.
Alright, you both got a capture stream. Are you going to
open
it?
I'm going to pop the trap.
Alright, good. You both get him over the trap,
right.
And it sucks him in. He's
Before
not...
he goes into the trap, mm-hmm. I tell him, we're the Orlando Ghostbusters. We ain't afraid of no ghosts.
I'm a demon.
Get in
there.
He doesn't say anything, and it just sucks him in, closes off. And at this point, he gets quiet, you know, it's like now that this presence is gone. Yeah, and so you're there. I mean, the floor has got like an inch of slime.
I mean, you guys clearly don't have any money. We just leave.
It's not a very large. It's smaller than
that paper, did we?
No, we didn't.
Dude, we saved the dog.
Now this bedroom I'm imagining is like from the door frame to that shelf. Like it's a small room. This is a small apartment.
Is she conscious?
Josh is already standing over, like making sure she's got a pulse and that she's okay. She is breathing and she does have a pulse.
I was gonna call the brother back in here.
With the walkie-talkie or whatever?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, if you wanna call him up. He's like, we'll be right there! So the family's on their way. And, again, like, there's like...
Bring him up.
There's like an inch of slime all over the floor, it's not all over the bed. I mean, this is... It just looks like a bomb went off. It's like, it's pretty crazy. This little girl, she starts to wake up. But this is, you can imagine trying to sit up and slime down this thing. The net isn't on her anymore, but just like how
covered
crazy.
In pounds of slime.
And she just has pounds of slime, and she just kind of like picks her hands up and just looks. And she just looks at you guys. And because of all of this ridiculous amount of positive slime, she just starts laughing. It's like, like, this is funny to her. Like, this is really, really funny to her. At this point, the brother comes in, and as the door opens, the slime just, you know, on the carpet, and the parents are behind him, and they're just, I mean, they can see the girl is, she's herself.
Totally
they can,
okay,
they can
yeah.
see. They just run in, and they just grab her, and they're just, like, all covered in slime, and all just
now
like,
they're
crying.
Happier.
Yeah, they're,
all,
they're,
of us,
they're,
all of us laughing.
I was hoping she wasn't going to wake up immediately. Like, she'll wake up in about an hour, she can feel like $1 million.
No, she already kind of feels like $1 million, and the family, they're so, I mean, like, they're mixed with the relief of having their daughter back and the slime, they're feeling pretty good. And the brother, who's got, you know, the slime stained on his shirt or whatever, he's just like, thank you. He's like, thank you so much. And just, you know, you just give us a minute, you know, to check on her or whatever.
Yeah.
I walk over to Adam and I take the tooth and I hand it to the brother and I go, we're done.
He looks at this thing and it terrifies him, but he knows it's safe. And he's just like, doesn't know where it came from, doesn't like know, but he's just like, okay. Thank you. Just
help us. I guess we'll hang out in the hall for a second.
Yeah. He's like, just give us, yeah. So after a few, you know, you guys are in the hallway, you're all covered in slime and everything. After a few minutes, the parents come out. If they did have a firmer grasp on the English language, they wouldn't know what to say anyway. So all they can really do is just hug you. Like, they're just hugging you. just like saying thank you. Like, they're being so profusely thankful or whatever. And the brother is just like, again, he kind of understands what's going on. He's just like, we don't have a lot of money, but What can we do? It's like, how can we thank you?
It's like, well, when your sister gets better, have her come talk to us if you bring her over to the firehouse.
He's like, yes, definitely, yes. And he translates mm-hmm. for the parents, and they're just like so relieved. Like they're just like so thankful.
Do they actually own a restaurant?
They live above a restaurant, so you can assume they do, but you're not sure. It's like you want to ask them.
I'm kind of hungry. Do they know where we could get some good Vietnamese food?
You ask Johnny. Yeah. It's like, Johnny, you know where we get some Vietnamese? He's like my father owns the restaurant.
It's like I will give you all of my monies.
No, like, we don't have to give them money. We just want to save their sister.
And he translates to his father, and his father's like, yes. And he's like he's shooing you guys like, go, come follow me. And he's like, just leads you downstairs.
We're covered in slime.
Yeah, he doesn't care.
You're eating right now.
he forces you to sit down at a table in the restaurant and starts making stuff. So.
I love this. That's for you.
So yeah, you don't understand what he's saying, but he's talking to you the whole time. But he's very enthusiastic. And he's very happy.
Just, I love this guy.
And he's making stuff. So yeah. He brings you everything you want. So after that, eventually you get a call back on the radio from Nina back at the firehouse, and she's just like, "Hey guys, I got another email from Mr. Book. I can forward it to you guys when you guys have the smartphone.
Yeah,
she'll forward it to you guys. Also, she got a call from the science center." And they were very puzzled about something that was going on there. But I'll give you guys those details when you get back to the firehouse. Anyway, so who wants to get the forwarded email? Just don't do like you did last time. You read over it so fast, nobody understood it.
But I'm more.
You don't have to read it out loud yet. You can just at least look it over for yourself. If you guys want to read it later, that's fine.
Gods, serpents, Aztecs.
I'm just loving these buzzwords.
Yeah. So I'm just like, I'm right,
yes.
Yes.
Okay. I'm gonna warden this if that's okay.
You don't have to read it verbatim. Just tell them. Just hit the key notes and let them read it later. Tell them what they need to know. They can read it themselves.
Quetzalcoatl. Not Quetzalcoatl.
Declared himself a true god of the underworld. Is the god king of a popular Aztec city. The city was called Tylok.
Slow down.
It's kind of like Atlantis or Troy. That's the way it was kind of like referred to as far as the Mesoamerican cities. He was known to feast on bodies of those who were sacrificed for him, so he was cannibal. And most information about him pretty much just seems to drop off after the Spanish invaded. And next to things know about him today. The archaeologists recently claimed that they found the city that matched the description of it, but they're not 100% sure. And the dig was underfunded. Apparently the science center is hosting several pieces from the dig.
Oh, great.
I was teary-eyed.
So let's say you guys are sitting in the restaurant, which is empty, with the exception of you guys.
I've had like 5 bowls. I'm just...
We'll say his last name is Chu, that's C-H-U, Chu. So Mr. Chu is giving you all the food and everything.
Well,
like
Mr. Chu.
And,
Han Chu?
That's the little girl's name, yeah.
Okay.
But other than that, the only other thing you guys know is that the Science Center called Nina's desk, and they had a problem. But you guys don't really know what yet.
Alright, I guess the only other thing would be hand the business card to Mr. Chu
mm-hmm.
and tell him that if anyone in Little Vietnam... Mm-hmm. Need somebody to give us a call. We're literally right around the corner.
Yeah, he takes the card and he's just like, it's like for sure. Like, he's definitely.
I give him a hug again. Because he's just my favorite guy. He gave me food.
He gives you a hug right back. It's like, yeah, no, he's so happy. It's crazy. He's a.
Yes.
So I'm like, I don't think we should charge these poor people.
Just,
at no point can they afford. Well, maybe they can afford $975, but. Same time, it's like that's way out of their depth.
Were there any questions or concerns before you guys head back to the firehouse to call it a night?
Exactly how delicious was the food?
I mean, remembering, he put his heart into this, I bet.
Yeah, how much is that his talent?
This man
get
wanted
extra?
Us to.
All right, yeah, you know, it's his hit, making restaurant, this is his talent, so yeah, it's fine. This is just to see. This is really good. Yeah. This is considering he made this in a hurry, this is very good. And there was plenty of it. So you gave the tooth. You gave the tooth to Johnny, for him to keep or whatever.
So actually, I got the trap. Do we want to go and scan it?
Well, you already know what class is from when you walked in the door. You already know the class and everything else like that. If Josh, if you want to give me another occult roll to see like what based on it, or if you want to like use because you have, what did you get?
I already rolled it. It's I got 11, 14, and ghost.
14. Well, with the ghost, let's say that when you look on your phone to like Tobin Spirit Guide and like all the other the other guides and everything, you know more so now this fits that description. This demon fits that description of the death's messenger who it feeds off of the fear of other things. You know that in the past it has been known to create illusions, much like this tiger. It's able to read baseline minds about fear. So because you guys got to see the special tiger as well, so you would know whether Adam believes it or not. You would know that it was able to like choose someone, see what they're afraid of, make it happen. So it was an illusion.
I'll assume that he knows that.
Yeah, you can assume that. But if he's just like, if you're dead set on getting a tiger, it's not.
I'm pouting.
It was an illusion. It wasn't
I feel cheated,
tiger.
and I want to just like.
I'm just saying.
I want that
more tiger than you should have got.
I want that. I want that demon to come back just so I can punch him again, and knock another tooth out of him. Like,
do the trick again.
Do the trick again.
Do it. Do the voice.
I need to hear the voice. You don't know anything about what it said to you, because it was, again, like, even just trying to remember that name.
Can we try writing down the syllables?
If you want to write down, just so you remember, write down the syllables of what you remember, but this was, like, layered voices, but you do the best you can.
Okay.
You do the best you can, and,
But I was thinking that the PKE could, I mean, some type of, maybe, if you want to look into audio equipment that you could put into the PKE, so, worst case scenario, we could record something.
Or maybe install, like a HUD in the goggles to where it just...
So in other words, you just want like either something like in the goggles, you can push a button and it just starts recording.
Yeah.
Like a cell phone camera.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay, yeah, you guys can look into that. That'd be, you would imagine that that's really simple.
Yeah.
Something
you guys can work on.
You could also work that into Nina's video trap that she makes of us if it just cuts to like Ghostbusters.
POV.
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 Yeah.
Has that gone online yet?
She's, let's say that by now, yeah, she's put it online.
Can we come up with slime feet things?
He's got
slime boots. You can borrow my slime boots.
Oh man.
We can just get another set.
You want to buy another set? Because
we do play us, right? Like
yeah.
With our past. So
yeah.
Like, oh, kick stuff, man. That sounds awesome.
If you want to buy another slime suit, let me know. It's on the list.
I'm gonna change my
next
move
time,
upgrade.
I'll set up the demon with an uppercut and then you back kick it.
Yeah.
In its stomach.
KO!
Now if we come up with ideas that Ghostbusters Inc. doesn't have, can we pass that back up the ladder too?
Like the net?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, well, you can just tell them like how you do it and everything.
Can we have Nina send off a progress update to Ghostbusters New York?
Mm-hmm. Just tell them about the net device that you guys made and everything.
Well,
and what we're currently running into, and if they have any experience with these kind of PKE pulses that are.
But yeah, but then just like attach the blueprint for the net.
So you want to send them the thing about the net, then update them on the PKE pulse and this thing you've been running into, and all the information you guys have been gathering. Just like, what do you guys think? So,
yeah.
Okay, yeah, they'll get back to you.
I wonder
when you get back to the front
brownie point.
I guess we'll shoot Mr. Book back and just say thanks for the info. We'll check out the science center and we'll let you know anything we find too.
Because he just says, and from as you saw from his research, all he saw was that yeah, there was this. The archaeological dig found this city, and there's this myth behind it and everything. And they are showing pieces of that at the science. They will be showing pieces of that at the science center. He doesn't know the science center actually called you guys.
Right.
You know, and that's what you're gonna find out when you guys head back to the firehouse later. But that's for the next game.
Right.
So, unless is there anything else? Otherwise, I mean, I'm done for you guys for the night.
I think that's everything. Yeah.
Okay.
We're good.
Yep.
Cool. Are you troubled by strange noises in the middle of the night?
Do you experience feelings of dread in your basement or attic?
Have you or any of your family ever seen a spook, specter, or ghost?
If the answer is yes, then don't wait another minute.
Pick up your phone and call the professionals.
Ghostbusters!
Our courteous and efficient staff is on call 24 hours a day to serve all your supernatural illumination needs at nerdyshow.com.
All Nerdy Show programs are listener-supported, so if you like what you hear, please consider clicking the support button and help us keep the EPA off our backs.
You can also follow us or The Nerdy Show on iTunes, Facebook, or Tumblr.
We're ready to believe you!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.